It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM and time for our law enforcement update. Today we're talking with Conservation Officer Travis Kane. How are you today?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. We appreciate you coming in and spending a few minutes with us. This time of year, it seems like ice may be top of the mind for you.
Yes. Yeah, definitely spending a lot of time on the ice. Ice conditions right now, I mean, a lot of lakes are doing pretty good, but there are a few lakes that still have open water on them that, you know, away from the aeration systems. So there's definitely a lot of concerns out there related to that.
It seems like I've been seeing more pictures of vehicles falling through the ice. Now it's on the internet, and I don't even know if it's from Minnesota. You know, you never know,
right?
But how has the season been so far with the weather getting warmer and colder, and the ice has been kind of iffy, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been going fairly well. The ice has been iffy at times. You know, the extreme warm temperatures we had haven't helped it at all, obviously. But we've only had a couple of ATVs go through, and I don't know of any injuries relating to those in this area anyway. Hopefully now that it's cooling back off, it'll get a lot better. You know, I would like to think we'd be making some ice this week.
When it warms up and it kind of like makes a layer on top of a layer, and it becomes kind of unstable. But how long does that take? Does one warm day really mess up the ice, and then does it take one cold day to make up for it? Or do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Is there a formula for that?
I don't necessarily know if there's a formula. I think it depends on, you know, how warm it is, how bright the sun is, because that can have a lot to do with it. What's on the ice? If there's fish house on the ice and there's a really bright sun, it can melt even more. And once it starts getting deteriorated, it can refreeze, but it's never as solid as it once was. You know, if you were to drill an ice hole, you could look and see there's going to be so many inches of good, clear, solid ice. And then there's going to be a few inches of cloudy ice, and that cloudy ice doesn't have the same structural content as the clear ice would have, and therefore it's not as strong as it once was, if that makes sense.
Okay, so that would be, even though there's a foot of ice, it may only be 4 inches of good clean ice and then a mess underneath it.
Correct, yep. So you might end up, you know, you might have 10, 12 inches of ice, but only a few of inches of that ice is actually good ice. So.
And is there any way to tell besides drilling it and seeing?
Not really. I mean, a lot of times this time of year, the top bit of ice is cloudy enough. It's hard to, you know, look at from a distance and know how good it is. So basically, it's got to, you know, bring a spud bar and bring in an ice auger and go out there and do some checking to see what your ice conditions are. You know, just because there's 20 pickups on a lake doesn't mean that every place on that lake is safe. I mean, I was looking at a lake just a few minutes ago that does not even have an aeration system on it, and there's open water out there. For whatever reason, it's still open in spots. But there's also pickups out there as well, too. So there must be 12-plus inches of ice in spots as well.
It's important, and there isn't a point in the winter where you can assume that it's good.
Correct.
You need to check it every time.
Yep. Yeah, because it definitely can change rapidly, especially as the days continue to get longer and we get more and more sun. It definitely, ice conditions can change fast. So.
Now, at this point, I mean, we're still in the middle of it to where it's not like we need to worry about now. It's time to start really thinking about, you know, we don't have that many days before we're going to have to start moving stuff off the ice. We're not to that point yet, are we?
No. There is a shelter ice off date. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. Either end of February, beginning of March, somewhere in there for southern Minnesota. It's in the book or if you want to look it up for anybody listening. But we're not close to that yet.
Yeah. So along with the ice then, what else are you doing to keep yourself busy?
Well, a lot of ATV stuff related to people that are going ice fishing. And I just wanted to kind of touch base with that just because, I seem to see more ATV related violations, you know, than ice fishing related violations, and a lot of them are kids without helmets, which might not seem like a big deal, but it is a state law that you have to have a helmet on if you're under 18 years old, whether you're in a class 1 four-wheeler style ATV or in a class 2 side-by-side style ATV, even in that cab. If you're under 18 years old, you have to have a helmet on. And I see that violated quite widely. And then registration issues, a lot of people either don't have it displayed at all, or if they do, it's incorrect. You know, just take a look in the ATV book and look, brush up on those laws so that way we don't have to meet in a negative manner. And if you have questions, don't be afraid to call. I'd gladly answer any questions anybody has.
Well, and you can always find that on the website too. All the information's right there.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Anything you'd want to find is on the website. So.
Very good. So we were talking before we started, we're not seeing a lot of snowmobiles yet. We mean, well, Mother Nature's not helping us, but that's also another thing that you need to make sure you got license for it too.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. If you're going to go snowmobiling, I know we don't have a lot of snow right now, but if you're going to go, make sure you got your ducks in a row there too. You know, read through the book, make sure you got current registration, you know, wear a helmet, make sure you, if it's applicable to you, make sure you have your snowmobile safety certificate. Yeah, hopefully we get some snow so that people can get out.
So. Definitely. So under 18, when you're out on a boat and you got to wear life jackets, you don't when you're playing on the ice, though, right? Are you supposed to have life jackets with you?
On the ice?
On the ice?
No, you don't have to bring any sort of flotation device. I highly recommend it. I mean, whether I'm going out to check, you know, ice fishermen, I'm wearing a float coat or a flotation device of some sort. But even if I'm going to go ice fishing myself, I'm wearing some sort of flotation device just in case. I mean, then that's that much less energy you have to, you know, expose just to stay, you know, above water.
Right.
So you can just sit there and float if you need to.
Okay. And then picks, things like that are always good too.
Yep. Yeah. Bring ice picks, a chunk of rope. Obviously, if somebody goes through and you want to help them, you don't want to get right up close to them because otherwise you could easily go in too. And so rope can be a nice thing to have so you can chuck them a rope from a distance and stay where hopefully you're safer and help get somebody out.
Very good.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to mention?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. So. Well, just this time of year, everybody likes being out. I mean, bundled up.
Yes.
But they like being out. So it's important to be smart, be safe, and follow the rules.
Yep. Yeah. Ultimately, you know, be careful. You know, check the ice. Make sure you have all the proper safety equipment, and you should be hopefully having a good time. So.
And again, if you have any questions, feel free to call you or check the website.
Yeah, obviously check the website and the books first, and if something doesn't make sense, do not hesitate to call.
So. Very good. Travis Kane, we appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.